Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Just look for her number on our website. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also by Chris Wern. And the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com as well. And joining me here in the studio, back finally here on the show, is Lauren and Daniel Goins. They are Lowland Hum. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. Thanks for having us.
We're excited to be back.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Thanks for being on the show again. What would you like to play before we get to talking here?
We're going to play a song called A Drive Through the Countryside.
Excellent. Here is Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Drive through the country to soothe the mind. An emerald field is a sight for sore eyes. Picture the pose of the figure underneath. Shoulders and hips draped in green. The manor on high painted white. The glory of man and the motto of life. A cloud of trembling cicadas, the invisible crowd, but one honey chirp of a cricket in the grass cuts through the
at Sunrise here with Lowland Hum this Sunday morning, and I am so glad to have you back on the show. I've been playing your record here quite a bit, and we're very happy to have you back on the show. About the record, the name of the record, and I probably have mispronounced it a couple of times, but it's Glyphonic, correct?
Yeah.
You actually nailed it.
I nailed it.
Most people don't get it right, but really? You've done it.
Yeah. Have they said glyphonic or something like that?
Yeah,
I think I've said that a couple of times, but then I started thinking about it. I think they mean glyphonic.
Yeah, that's right.
And I must tell you, I Googled that, and I could not find the word anywhere other than your record.
It's a made-up word.
Yeah, it's not a word, but Lauren made it up, so now I say it is a word, but... Yeah, you can explain maybe what you were thinking, Lauren.
I think a lot of times our albums, once we've kind of made them, we realize whether or not they're kind of like connecting threads through some of the songs. And I feel like the main connecting thread of this album was just that a lot of these songs were like images or like image stories told through image in the form of song.
Right.
And it kind of got me thinking about glyphs, like hieroglyphs,
hieroglyphs
and stories, but told through kind of
imagery, but also through sound. So
right.
That's kind of where the word comes from.
Symbols and sound.
Yeah, there you go.
And the symbol on the front that you that this is your artwork, correct?
It is, yeah.
What is the significance of that? Because it's a really for one thing, it's a really a cool piece of art. But is the significance of that?
Well, a lot of all of those images. So it's a collage that I made from the photo spreads of these books I got at a thrift store about different countries around the world.
Uh-huh.
It was maybe the series was made in like the 80s.
Okay.
So the image quality is kind of just that nice nostalgic, rich color, but kind of, I don't know. I just really fell in love with the images and I'd been saving them to do a project with them for a long time. And I felt like this is the time. I'm going to weave these images together to create kind of a symbol of sorts.
And so. I just wanted to jump in and say that the way we self-produce our albums.
Right.
So the way that we arrange is very collaborative, and it involves lots of layering.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we layer tons and tons of stuff onto a song, and then we kind of go back through and try to identify if we could cut any of it.
I see.
And so I don't know if that influenced Lauren's process with creating the art, because I'm not involved in that side, but there are many layers to, she literally cut all these pieces of paper and then was weaving them together in all these different shapes and configurations until she felt, you know, that the cover was achieved. And to me, it looks kind of like a portal inviting you into the, into the space that we were hoping to create sonically on the record. So I was very inspired when I saw.
Well, it looks like it's inviting you into the world.
Yeah,
because when you start looking at all these pictures and everything, it's like places around the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really interesting and a fascinating piece of artwork, I think. You should be very proud of that. But,
yeah, well done, Lauren.
Thank you so much, guys.
I didn't have anything to do with it, so I can just join Hunter and just praise you right now.
Oh, wow.
So.
But as you mentioned, you do a lot of your recording at home, and that's at the Pink Warehouse. Is that where you live?
That's where we did live when we made this album. We moved shortly after we finished recording the album. We moved out to the country, but we were living at the Pink Warehouse in downtown Charlottesville, Virginia.
It must be hard to record an album like yours at a place where there's so much noise, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you saw anything about this, but one of the funniest things about the process for this record, we've talked about this a couple times, but the Pink Warehouse is right downtown, and so we would try to record during the day, and we would be like, you know, be in the middle of a great take, and then somebody would lock their car, and just be like, boop, boop, and we're like, okay, well, that's not really capable. And so we started getting up in the middle of the night and recording until people came to work.
Oh.
And then taking a break for a few hours and then recording some during the workday when things were the quietest, and then again in the evenings. So our schedule became very unusual. But it was really, it was a wonderful thing. And it was like there were all these forced breaks.
Right.
And when I
trains
work in...
We were right
next to
a train
I was about to say
that
you were next to a train track from what I saw on your Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And I mean, usually when I'm working in a studio, I produce albums for other bands and we're not on tour.
Right.
And in a studio, you can work 10 to 14 hour days sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that a lot when I'm producing. And but these forced breaks were kind of, I think, helpful for perspective, especially because it's just the two of us kind of immersing ourselves in this world of creating. And so stepping out, walking around, and kind of being frustrated by the encroachments of the surroundings
sort of
influenced the process. So I think now we see it as this funny and fun thing.
Yeah, looking back, like there were some birds that built a nest in a drain pipe right outside our window. And so then they were so loud, and not in like a, oh, lovely bird sounds way, but in like a very squawky.
Screechy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then we were trying to like get them to leave. There were lots of interruptions.
The successful method of getting them to fly away for a minute was I would throw an almond at the drain pipe, and then it would scare them away, and then I'd be like, go, sing really fast. And then they'd come back and start squawking again, and we'd usually get about half a song with each almond. So.
Yeah. I feel like an almond's pretty harmless.
Yeah.
It's not a rock.
Yeah, totally.
So you guys write collaboratively, you say. Do you guys come up with the words together, or do you one of you writes the words and then the other kind of thinks, well, I have a melody for that or something like that? What's the process, would you say?
Well, it's kind of different every time, but we do kind of have a backlog of voice memos we've made where whenever Daniel just gets kind of a random idea on the guitar, he'll record it on his phone, and then usually when we have time to write, we'll pull those out. And oftentimes, those recordings will kind of take one of our minds in a direction, just in an idea world. And so, whoever kind of the memo most resonates with will take that little recording and kind of suss out some lyrics, and then we'll kind of come together and work on those together. Usually we take turns back and forth with the lyrics and the melodies, and then we come together and kind of sift through it and make sure we're in agreement. And
so we've just learned that if one of us writes all the lyrics or if one of us writes all the melodies, it's harder for the other person to inhabit the song.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of actually honestly collaborate on each element of the thing. I mean, Lauren doesn't play guitar, so that's one thing, but she actually changes the guitar parts a lot too. But she's just gonna say, what if you tried something slightly different? Like, what if you and we just try, I think it's a very unusual process, but I think it's been a really good thing for our relationship, and I think the music benefits from the work it takes to get on the same page about each element of the song.
Right. We're talking with Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song from the record?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'd love to. This next song is called Wait, and W-A-I-T-E, and it's named for a painter, Andy Waite, and he's a really gifted landscape painter, and we got to meet him a couple years ago. He emailed us and just let us know that occasionally he would listen to our music while he was painting.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big honor to us, and we ended up getting to perform in the studio where his paintings are all hanging and where he works, and so we get to perform for people that kind of for his patrons, people that buy his art, and it was a really transportive experience. And this guitar part came to me while we were there doing that concert. And this is mysterious, but at the time I actually didn't know how to play what I played there, and I just played it one or two times, and Lauren got it on. She recorded it on the phone on a voice memo. And then when we went back through to work on new songs, we listened to that and we were like, well, I was like, I actually can't play that. Like, I don't really know what to do. So I had to relearn it. And I think it's just a testimony to the intention and thoughtfulness of the space he set up there.
Mm-hmm.
It brought this.
To be there.
Yeah, super inspiring, really wonderful people, both he and his partner. So.
Okay, well, here it is then. Wait, from Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you. Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise. It's just, it's so, I don't know, you just kind of get lost in your lyrics. It's, how do they come to you? Can just anything cause you to start wanting to write that song?
It is mysterious. I think, so those specific lyrics were definitely influenced by the experience we had at Andy Waite's studio and in his home. But it was, that particular song really was kind of fused with the experience it was born out of. It's like hearing that guitar part just took me back to that place and kind of where our heads were at. We were at the end of a very, very long tour, and we were really kind of in rough shape, and that was really like a respite and a an experience that was really revitalizing for us. So that kind of, I don't know. My focus growing up was visual art, and so I think a lot of things do often trigger visuals in my mind, and then those visuals trigger, like, how do I describe these visuals? But for Daniel, he has much more of a storytelling background, so his approach is a little different. But yeah.
But I think I've been influenced by Lauren's instinct to populate stories with very particular, specific imagery.
Yes.
And I think that my instincts are greatly benefited by that. It's kind of like, to tell a great story, some of what you say kind of has to leave room for the person you're telling the story to be in it with you, if that makes sense. So I think these kind of visual images open up space for the listener that I think is hospitable, and I don't know, I think it gives more depth to the, or maybe like more breadth to the story. That was kind of more mysterious than I meant for it to be, but I think it makes sense a little bit.
Well, you guys do a song that I play on the show. It's called Equator Line, and I think we were talking about it before we started doing this. But in that, you have this, you paint this image of this kid down the street who is doing judo or jujitsu or something and breaking boards. And suddenly, I'm like, I've got this image in my head. And I said, does this kid really exist? Is he really doing this down in some park somewhere or something? Or
a version of him did actually exist in my childhood. There was a kid down the street that, like, he was a little bit older, and I think his name was Nick. I never actually really spoke to him, but there were just all these legends flying around about him, like, oh, yeah, he has a sword, and, like, he can do a split, and, like, he can do a split kick, and I'd see him, like, practicing in his yard when I was walking home from school, and I always did feel like if I got into trouble, I think Nick would, like, protect me. There was, like, a mean
a
dog
guy.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the instinct that he was for the younger kids, but I don't know.
It's just a very interesting way to begin a song. And suddenly you're in a neighborhood with a kid who can kick boards and break them in half and do whatever. It's really interesting image. And so you guys are really good at the image part of lyrics. It's really quite amazing. But we're talking with Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise. Could I get you to do one more song, do you think?
Sure.
Yeah, we'd love to.
The new album, by the way, is called Glyphonic, and it's been out since May, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you've been, like, touring around behind this, too, right? We can get to that here.
Sure, and yeah. So we did a full U.S. tour right when the record was coming out and played kind of all over the country, and it was about 2 months long. Maybe
you were playing with Anna Tivel.
Yeah, she is wonderful.
Yeah,
have you listened to her?
Well, I've got a couple of her records, and I've played her on the show.
We're big
fans.
She's
very good.
Of her, so she opened. We actually tried to get her to open the whole thing, but all of us have all these different moving pieces, so that was not possible. But she was with us for probably 10 of the 30 or 35 shows we did, and she's not only a truly gifted songwriter, but she's a really wonderful person.
Such a beautiful person.
She's from Portland or someplace that, right?
She's from Portland,
yeah.
And we just saw her last week. We were all down in Nashville for Americana Fest, and we got to see her there, and that was a fun reunion.
It was so great to see her.
But yeah, we're playing. Yeah, we're continuing to play kind of here and there, but the tour's almost, it's pretty much over now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you're not on tour, you produce records for other people and maybe you work on another record.
Yes, that's the goal. But yeah. Those things are happening.
To kind of just spend some time creating and we're excited.
You guys must work all the time on this. This is just, it never ends.
That's true.
It's true.
It doesn't end.
It doesn't end. It just keeps going.
That's right. That's the hope anyway. We're going to try to keep it that way.
Well, good, good. What is this song that you're about to do?
This song is called With Sam. It's another one from the new record.
Okay. Here's Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I had a nice time with Sam. I had a nice time with Sam. We were talking like friends. I had a nice time with Sam. I had a nice time with Sam. Talking about how things would be at the end. I said aloud, I wish I was more fun, didn't steer towards serious. He said, man, I know that about you, it's come up on other days. But we stayed put instead of looking away. Time with Sam. I had a nice time with Sam. He really liked the pasta, blueberries, an unexpected touch. But he particularly liked the lemon zest. Who doesn't?
Great song.
Thank you.
Gratiot Lake Road is opening for you this week as they release a record. How did you get to know Gratiot Lake Road?
We've never met them, but they just emailed, and we've just kind of been emailing for a little while, and they just asked us to come down for this album release show, and we were honored, and we know how big that moment is. Even we put out a lot of records, but every time you put a new one out, it's a big moment
thing, yeah.
And
so
we were honored and thankful to get to share the stage and looking forward to hearing them.
Yeah, they have you listened to their record?
No.
You know,
we haven't heard the new one.
I don't know if it's I thought it was coming out today, but maybe it's already been out. I'm not sure, but they sent us a song or two that we checked out and
I think they have a couple of promo copies, but that's about it. But I've been playing them as well. We've known them for a while, but we're talking with Lowland Hum, by the way, here on the show. And I really appreciate you doing this today. I would invite people to go to Lowland Hum's website. On there, they have something called Support Quiet Music. I like that. With the hashtag Support Quiet Music. It's it's more interesting to listen to music in this way, isn't it, than to listen to it blaring at you all the time?
It just depends on – it's just like a meal. You don't really want to eat steak for every course.
Right.
So yeah. You just got to – we're just trying to make a little space for hors d'oeuvres, salad, you know, the lighter fare of the world. I mean, you know, you just need some lighter sonic fare sometimes, and that stuff should have some space in the world. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to stop and smell the roses.
That's right.
Well, I really appreciate you guys doing this today, and I wish you the best and a trip back to Charlottesville. And I wish you well with your fourth record here.
Yeah, thank you so
much.
Four
records. That's pretty good.
Well, we're trying. We're doing our best. Thank you for having us and for all that
you do
here to support quiet music and other kinds of music, too. We appreciate you and your work.
Well, thank you so much. Lowland Hum here on Hunter at Sunrise.